It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry's on the line. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to the last week of March. It seems like the month has progressed quite well. And as always, March has been weird. The coldest temperature that I'm aware of at the Weather Service was 11, and on that particular day, which was not that long ago, March 17, at my house we had minus 14. Now, there's been a couple of days on the other end. We had a day this week where the Weather Service recorded 60 degrees. At my house, it was 65. Now, to make that a little bit more in perspective, the record-setting date temperature for that date was 64. So, yeah, we had both. The snowpack has certainly gone down. I'm hoping that the snow will continue to melt to fill in the low spots, the vernal ponds that really take effect during the next month coming up in April. Interesting temperature situation this week. We had one morning here where temperature were in teens, 18 degrees at my house. And so I took advantage of it. The snow was hard and crusty, and I was able to have a very good walk through the woods. I pretty much went anywhere I wanted to. When the temperature gets warmer, that very quickly becomes kind of a wet snow, and it's not going to support too much of anybody walking. We have, in the forecast, we have that happening perhaps again. Other things of note, the precipitation, even though it has been less in the past week, is still going to end up pretty good amount compared to what we normally get in March. Same way with the snowfall. Even though we may not get another flake, we are still above normal for the month of March in snow. The normal amount, you keep using the word normal, and normal doesn't too often actually happen. But anyway, the normal amount of snowfall for the entire season from the first to the last in the Duluth area is about 90 inches. We are right now somewhere around 73.5, and this compares to about the upper 70s, which would be normal as we get to the end of the month of March. But April can be just as weird as March can be. Plenty of other things going on. The moon is in the waxing quarter phase right now, moving towards a full moon, which comes in early April. And we've got some really wonderful stargazing going on. We have also passed the threshold of having sunrise now before 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, we went through a period of time after changing our clocks, daylight saving time, where it was dark again in the morning, but now it's starting to get more light in the morning, and we will see that. And of course, we've got plenty of light later in the day. We are now well past 12 hours of daylight. The migration continues to go on. I visited the St. Louis River one day this week out along Highway 23 and saw so many Canada geese. I just quit counting, hundreds of them. And so the migration of those water birds is going on. Then there's others. Among the songbirds, the robins have been showing up. There's been a number of places. I have seen a couple of spots, but I have not heard them singing. I did, however, hear reports of those who did hear them singing. Also, some juncos have been showing up in migration. And so all this is going on now as we get into the last week of March. But probably the most interesting part of the migration, or one of the most interesting part of the migration, happens with the hawk count that's been going on throughout the spring. Started on March 1, by far the most numerous has been bald eagles. 2 days in a row, there was over 300 of them counted. Now, that is an interesting number. What I found also interesting was that for a long time, it was bald eagles and virtually only maybe a few golden eagles, but only almost nothing else. So this week, there was one day where there was not only the bald eagles, there was also golden eagles, there was red-tailed hawk, there was sharp-shinned hawk, there was turkey vultures, and there was even a few American kestrels. that have been coming across as well. A northern harrier, all of these were counted as well. So that shows the variety. There's more going on now with the migration. I was told that the peak of the bald eagle, the highest number of bald eagles, happens in the last week of March. And so maybe this is the time to see it. Makes Duluth stand out as really being an excellent place to see the migration of bald eagles. Then there is plenty else going on. Chipmunks have been in my yard pretty much every day. Skunks have been active. Raccoons have been active. Bears have been reported active, though I haven't seen them myself. All of these things going on. As I take my walks in the morning, I go by a pond that has beaver lodges, and then the snow on top of the beaver lodges has melted, which means the beavers are probably active. They're probably coming out, though I haven't seen them myself. And then there is being a few early season butterflies start to show up. They'll often go to a spot where there's some sap dripping from maybe the maple trees. And speaking of the maple trees, you may have noticed with young maple trees in the area, there's a lot of time there's the bark has been stripped off of it. That is, at this time of year, that is probably the work of squirrels. Squirrels are very hungry now. They've used up their cache, they've gone to the bird feeders, and now they go to the especially sugar maple. They chew off the bark and they get to the sap in the inside. And where I'm standing right now in my yard, I look around and I see two examples of that. It just means the squirrels are very hungry. And then there was a terrific sighting this week. We had a clear day. We had temperatures that were reaching into the 60s. So I did a little searching around and I found, yes, the first dandelions of the season. Yes, we may not appreciate dandelions later in the year, but seeing the first dandelions of the season is usually something we do appreciate. And keep looking at the silver maples as well as the sugar maples, but keep looking at the silver maples now, and you'll see that the big buds are starting to open. Plenty going on. It's the end of the wonderful month of March, but of course, as I said, April's going to have a lot to offer as well. So take care. Have a good one.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.